Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This is our third episode talking about the faithfulness of God, and we began with the truth that maybe you did not expect. We talked about how God is faithful to those who reject the salvation His Son Jesus offers them. Christ, being the only way a person can be redeemed, cleansed, and forgiven of their sins, the Lord shows His faithfulness in bringing to bear promised judgment and condemnation on those who do not believe in Jesus. The faithfulness shows itself in hard ways, and this must not be overlooked or somehow kept quiet from each of you who listen to this program. I am committed to teaching the whole truth of Scripture, and Jesus certainly makes abundantly clear that God shows His faithfulness in judgment. I hope you will listen to what He has to say. I am the messenger and bring to you the whole counsel of God, which includes the reality of hell, as we discussed. And I remind you of the words of Jesus and His invitation to you in John chapter 5 and verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes God who sent me has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. Please accept these words from Jesus Christ Himself. Truly, truly, meaning true, true, He emphasizes the truthfulness of this. If you first hear His word, second, believe in Jesus, whom God has sent for you, you third, receive eternal life forever with God in heaven. Fourth, you do not come into judgment, but you fifth, pass out of death, out of hell, into life. This invitation is the good news you desperately need. Embrace Christ. If you will, then God's faithfulness to you will be transformed from one of eternal death in fiery hell to one of eternal life in glorious heaven. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Today we begin a conversation about the faithfulness of Holy God to His people, to those of us who are Christians. We are those for whom God's saving grace is real. And one of the many and awesome benefits we receive as Christ's people is the faithfulness of the Lord to us all the days of our lives. As God has been faithful to save us, so He is faithful while He keeps us saved. And what I want to do is to enter into a Bible study that will demonstrate God is faithful. Let's begin broadly and then work narrowly into some specific verses and passages of the text, with a special focus on certain Hebrew words, all of which will highlight the steady loyalty of the Lord to us and to others who have come before us. Dealing broadly now, jot down these texts and read them later. The writers of Scripture many times flat out declare God is faithful. For example, we have this in Deuteronomy. Chapter 7 and verse 9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps His covenant and His loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love Him and keep His commandments." And in Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4, the Song of Moses declares, "The rock, His work is perfect. For all His ways are just, a God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is He." You heard the truth. He is God, the faithful God, a God of faithfulness. The psalmist repeatedly affirms this. This is just a sample. We will do more in the Psalms soon. Psalm 36, verse 5. Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. I love the imagery here. The loving kindness of the Lord and the faithfulness of the Lord extend so far they explode on the heavens and the sky. Take a moment and look up to the sky and the heavens. That's how far the faithfulness of our Lord reaches. For God's people, His faithfulness encompasses the entire creation. Listen to this praise for the goodness of the Lord at the beginning of Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night, with the 10-stringed lute and with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. Do you use this psalm in prayer? How about it? Tonight, declare God's faithfulness to you. Psalm 92. And think about the faithfulness of God through vast stretches of time. After the flood over 4,000 years ago, God promised this to Noah. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Hasn't that been true? It has. God has been faithful to keep His promise right up until this very day, thousands of years later. In Genesis chapter 15, beginning in verse 13, Genesis 15:13, listen to the promise God made to Abram. His name later changed to Abraham. God said to Abram, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. But I will also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterward they will come out with many possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You will be buried at a good old age. Then in the fourth generation, they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete." Was God faithful to this? Oh, yes. Fast forward, 400 years, and read Exodus 12, verse 41. "And at the end of 430 years, to the very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt." God is faithful. And we have the promise of the Son of God in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. "Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel." This is fulfilled when Christ was born in Bethlehem. In the words of Galatians 4, verse 4, "When the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman." Prophecy made, prophecy fulfilled, God is faithful. In fact, the very name of God is faithful. Give ear now to the revelation of Jesus Christ, the final book of the Bible. The Greek word here for faithful is pistos, and it is used in direct reference to the Lord. I'm reading Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. Here the apostle tells us who the letter is from and to whom it is sent. "John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from Him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to Him who loves us and released us from our sins by His blood, and He has made us to be a kingdom, priests to His God and Father. To Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." I hope you caught it. Verse 5, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Jesus is faithful. In Revelation chapter 3, the letter to the church at Laodicea, a real place where real early Christians met, we read this. Revelation 3, verse 14. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this. But Jesus authors these letters, and he is named the faithful witness. The Lord is the accurate and trustworthy witness to truth. He is faithful. Christ being the faithful and true witness matters practically to that church and our church. When we read what the Lord wrote to the seven churches in Revelation, discerning readers will quickly see what he said to them applies to us also. Jesus is still the faithful witness. That is one of his names. And no wonder we sing, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Follow along down to Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11. John is very descriptive. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True. This title belongs to Christ. He is faithful. Capital F. Again, no wonder Revelation 21, the penultimate chapter of this book, verse 5, records Jesus saying to the Apostle John, write, for these words are faithful and true. There again is that word, faithful. The word of God is faithful and true. Well, as we see, broadly within Scripture, God is faithful. God's faithfulness is the basis for our confidence in Him, and I hope you will be greatly encouraged by what we have read in the Bible. More next time on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.